Oh my, what do we have here? Two little cuties delivered right to my doorstep. Good sir, good lady, welcome to my underground palace. Oh, look at you guys with your weapons. What are you gonna do, huh? You're gonna try and kill me? Oh, that must be it. You're here to collect the reward that's on my head, huh? You're gonna bring me in alive or dead? Pfft. Get that idea out of your head. You're not doing anything. I am going to take advantage of the two of you being here. And at the end of the ride, you're not gonna kill me. And you're not gonna take me in. And you're not leaving here with any price. No. Let me just introduce myself to you guys. I don't really have a name, but I am an incubus, and that means that I live from the energy that comes with breeding and fucking and railing. And to survive, I have to fuck like somebody a month. And then I can live off that energy that has been created by them having fucked me or me fucking them. It doesn't really matter. The point is, there is two of you. You know how much energy that provides? I could live off the two of you for like 3 months or something. Anyways, here's what's gonna happen. We're gonna have a threesome. You must be best friends, right? From like the way you're like, you know, coming here together and stuff. Yeah, best friends. This is about to get interesting. Tell me, have you ever been involved in a threesome with each other? Well, first time for everything, huh? Oh, no. You're not escaping here without me fucking the living crap out of both of you. I will take you, and then I will take your friend. And I will also penetrate the fuck out of you at the same time. We're gonna do everything. We're gonna do oral stuff. We're gonna do anal stuff. We're gonna do vaginal stuff. We're gonna do mouth stuff, we're gonna do butt stuff, we're gonna do everything, the three of us. So why don't you get undressed and sit down on that couch over there? It's what I call the breeding couch. You sit there and pull down your pants, and I wanna see that cock out. And then I'm gonna sit on your cock. And then you're gonna get that pussy on my cock. And then we'll just fuck each other. Come on. Get undressed. Now. Do you need some help, big boy? Seems like you have trouble pulling down your pants. Allow me. There we go. Oh my god. You're already hard. By just the thought of fucking me and your best friend. Adorable. How about you, little princess? How about you? You also getting those sensual shivers down your spine, huh? The realization of what's about to happen? Oh, I bet you're super into me, huh, princess? I can see the sparkle in your eyes. I can see how you're staring at my abs and at my bulge, of course. Don't worry, I'm not gonna wear this boxers for the whole time. It's just my my daily outfit, you know. It's just my outfit, you know. There's gotta be one item of clothing to express yourself with, right? I don't need much clothes anyways. It's super hot in here. It's partially because of me, because I'm like super hot. Anyways, you guys sit your asses on that couch right now. That's it. Don't be shy. I pinned you down, and now your friends, look at you two, shivering underneath my arms. I bet you're just both waiting in anticipation, aren't you? I can tell that you're really into this, the both of you. Just laying here looking at me, waiting for what's about to happen. You, an adorable boy with a twitchy cock. And you, an adorable girl with nipples getting hard. And undoubtedly, your pussy is getting nice and wet for me. The both of you are gonna get exactly what you deserve. Oh, and look what happens when I remove my boxers. That's right, bitches. I got two cocks, one for each one of you. So how about I just sit on your faces and thrust my big cocks inside your throats, huh? Like this. That's it. Two little mouths sucking my cock sloppy and slowly. I've missed this feeling. Usually my little victims can't handle my two cocks, but now that there's two of you. Fuck yeah. How about I score the first load inside your throats, huh? Just to keep you guys in line. Just a little pre-taste of what's about to happen. Oh, don't worry, that's not gonna be my only load. I got so many loads for you guys. That's it. Just make sure not to spill any, or else I'll have to punish you and your friends. Yeah, gulp it down. Fuck yeah. Now that the both of you have been nice and cream pied in the face, how about we get to some real action, huh? You're gonna stay right there. You're gonna lay down with your cock in the air. I'm gonna get on top of you and start riding you. And you, little princess, you're gonna hold on to me and you're gonna sit your little pussy on one of my tips. Either one, doesn't matter. Or if you really want to, you can take both my cocks in the same hole, or one in each hole, or it doesn't really matter. As long as you ride me, okay? Who's my good big boy, huh? It's gonna feel nice and warm inside my ass, don't worry. Is this the first ass you take? It seems like it. Fuck. You have a really nice cock there, buddy. Fuck, it feels so nice inside my ass. What are you waiting for, princess? Come, sit on my cocks. Come on. Here you go. I'm just gonna push you down. Isn't this fun, huh? Fuck, I love getting fucked and fucking at the same time. You're doing good, the both of you. How does it feel to get so overpowered by an incubus? It must be feeling really, really intense right now for both of you. Your moans sound so good together. You're like the dream couple to have in a threesome. It's almost like a chord you're making with your voices. My two little victims. I'm gonna come again. You close as well, big boy? I can feel your cock twitching faster inside of me. Don't be shy, you can squirt in me if you want to. And you, princess, I can feel you get progressively more wet and wet. Come on. I'm sure you can come as well, you know. It's not because it's not sperm, it's not cum. Come on. Come for me, huh? You little slut. Come for me. Oh, I love having both of you here. This is such an awesome breeding party. I'm gonna come. You guys ready? Now, for the next part, I want both of you. On your hands and knees. What? Is that a little arguing I hear? Are you really gonna talk back to me, big boy? Oh, no, you're not. You're gonna get treated exactly like your little princess friend right here. I'm gonna fuck both you bitches like girls. Sit on your hands and knees now. And you as well, princess. Come on. Just do it. I promise, I won't go rough on you. Or will I? Come on, I want those butts in the air. Just present your asses and bend those backs for me. Come on, you can do it. And now give each other a deep look in the eyes. Come on, do it. It's not fun if you don't follow my commands. And you really don't want me punishing you. This party can get into a blood-sucking vampire incubus party real soon if you don't watch out. Yeah, that's right. Just stare in each other's eyes. Realizing what's about to happen. You're both gonna get fucked so hard by my cocks. And I'm gonna fuck you until you can't walk anymore. Are you ready? Oh my, this view is amazing. Two asses and underneath one pussy and one cock. Both are equally adorable to look at. And both are gonna equally get destroyed by my cocks. I'm gonna push in the tip first and then I'm gonna really slowly push in all of that cock inside of both of you. Fuck. It's so funny. On one cock, I just slide in just super easily because your pussy has already been stretched. And on the other side, I have a little more trouble because you're tight as fuck, boy. You're super, super tight. Is this really the first cock you ever take in your ass? Oh boy, you're never gonna get a big cock like this from another human. It's a good one from the first try, huh? Oh, but you're doing so good. How about you, princess? Encourage your friend here to take the cock a bit deeper, huh? Just encourage each other. This is gonna be okay. Are you two holding hands? Are you holding hands while you get defiled by my cocks? Wow, that's super romantic. I can feel there's a little more blossoming than just friendship. But an intense experience like this does that to best friends, huh? Okay, I'm ready to push my cocks in really deep right now. You better moan for me really loudly. Yeah. Oh, you like this, huh? Both of your asses getting pounded. Fuck yeah. You're both my little sluts. Little more. You're both taking it like champs. Yeah. Fuck yeah. A little more. You dirty little skanks, just getting defiled by my cocks. I'm gonna fill the both of you up. It's time to pull out and see the damage I've done to you guys. Look at both of you. Both equally bread and cream pied. My cum is just squirting outside both of you. It's super adorable how like one stream is dripping down your balls and the other is dripping down your pussy. It's just a pretty sight, you know? Both genders equally fucked. That's what I like to see in this world. You're both really, really good at taking cock, aren't you? You little cuties. I guess you have deserved a little break. How about we cuddle for a bit, and maybe later we can do something again? Or you can just leave. Yeah, you can just leave after some cuddling, and maybe you can come back sometimes. Be sure to bring each other, because honestly, threesomes are kind of fun, aren't they? Come here, little cuties. Get in here. Huh? What's that? Why am I so hot? I'm literally an incubus. Both my body temperature and my general appearance are like 5 degrees hotter than an average human. Hey, to be honest, I kind of like you two. Yeah, I kind of like your chemistry, and I kind of like how you both kind of get submissive towards me. Oh, but you, sir, I saw you grabbing my hips a little more when you were, like, thrusting your cock inside of my ass. That was some really good taking the lead right there. And you, little princess, you have a lot of stamina, don't you? You just kept riding and riding my cock so good. Wow, and so fast as well. In short, you're both really, really good at sex. Hey, how about I bless you guys with a little gift? Consider it a reward. I'm gonna mark the both of you with a little, incubus mark. It looks like a key, but it's not really a key. I don't really know what the symbol exactly is, but it looks kind of like this. And it's a little tattoo. And you're both gonna get it just right above your hips, in the middle of those dimples, right above your butt. And when that mark is applied to you, I bet you're both really curious what the mark will do. But before I tell you, I have to just apply it to you guys. I can't tell you the secret without you receiving it. No, that's like against the incubus rules. I'm just gonna carve it in there with my nails, and it's gonna sting a little, but I promise it's gonna be worth it. Okay? Hold on, hold on. A little more. There you go, cuties. You both have been blessed with the mark of an incubus. It means that both of you have a little thing going on with your body smell, your natural scent. You see, an incubus produces aphrodisiacs. That's why both of you are so into fucking me. An aphrodisiac is something that, you know, goes through smells and stuff, and it makes your partner just incredibly horny and down for you. And it makes it easier to seduce people, and it makes it way more fun to have sex with them, because they get really into you, trust me. So now both of you produce aphrodisiacs, and you can use it on your partners, or you can use it to pick some other people up. Anyways, have fun with it, but don't abuse it, okay? I want you to use your powers wisely. I'm really sorry I went so rough on you. You're both really cool, actually. Now, how about we just cuddle for a bit? Nice and warm. Bring it in. Mm.